Welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living, delightful viewers. Today we are featuring vegan cooking from the celebrated author and founder of Compassionate Cooks, Colleen Patrick Goodrow, along with Elka Shandna. To help promote and ease the progression to a healthy, cruelty-free lifestyle, Colleen has ingeniously put together a series of cooking presentations, written fantastic cookbooks, while offering free recipes on her website, CompassionateCooks.com. Please enjoy the show and happy eating.
My name is Colleen Patrick Goodrow.
And I'm Elka Chamna.
Hi, Elka.
Hi, Colleen.
And we're Compassionate Cooks. We teach vegetarian cooking classes and workshops to give people the tools and resources they need to make informed food choices and to debunk myths about vegetarian cooking. You know, there's a notion that vegetarian food is somehow different than food we're already familiar with. Mm-hmm. And it's really not the case if you think about what vegetarians eat, vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds and beans and foods we already love and we already know. And it's important to note that meat, dairy, and eggs mm-hmm. don't have any fiber. They don't have any phytochemicals. They're packed with saturated fat, and they're the only food on the planet that has cholesterol.
That's right. And it's not surprising, given all of this, that the American Dietetics Association's position paper on vegetarian diets indicates that such diets reduce our risk for obesity, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, certain cancers, and kidney disease.
And isn't it wonderful that the foods that are healthiest for us are also the best foods for the planet and the best foods for the animals as well? So whether you're joining us today because you're vegetarian or vegan, or you want to expand your cooking repertoire, or just learn how to cook more healthily, we think we'll have something for you today. So let's get started.
The dish we're going to show you now is a beautiful stir fry made with tofu and vegetables. It's really gorgeous, and we're going to top it with a lovely peanut sauce that's spicy and so tasty. And we're going to serve it with quinoa. Now here, what we're going to do to begin is stir fry the tofu.
Great.
So we've gone ahead and taken the tofu, we've cubed it. This is an extra firm tofu. Now we're going to heat up our pan on our burner.
Now, in this case, we'll use some oil, but you generally don't have to saute in oil. You can just use water. In the case of tofu, you don't even have to add any water because there's a lot of water in the tofu.
Exactly.
But we'll add a little bit of olive oil and give it a few minutes just to get hot, and then we'll add our tofu and make it golden brown.
Let's
exactly.
add it.
We can add it right now.
Terrific. Now, this should take about 5 or 6 minutes to brown our tofu.
Okay, I thought this would be a good time to talk about protein, especially because tofu is packed with protein.
That's right.
It's a question that people who are vegetarian get often, that they don't get enough protein.
Absolutely. And it's a sad thing that we're all so overly concerned about protein, because certainly on a vegetarian diet, you just don't have to worry about it. You get plenty of protein on a vegetarian diet. I know that a lot of folks are concerned that you have to combine different foods to get your complete proteins. But even that's been debunked, hasn't it?
Well, it's true. I mean, as long as you're eating a variety of foods, as long as you're meeting your energy needs or taking in enough calories, you're fine with your protein. Actually, plant protein really is superior to animal protein.
Exactly. And truly, if you think about it, in this country, we don't have an epidemic of protein deficiency. What we do have is an epidemic of heart disease, we have an epidemic of diabetes, we have an epidemic of various cancers. These are the epidemics that we have, and we know that heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, these are all linked to excessive consumption of dairy, meat, and eggs.
Can you hear the sizzling? The tofu's already starting
lovely.
To sizzle. And this is what our tofu would look like all finished. It's
exactly.
just gorgeous. So here it is here.
Isn't that pretty? So lovely. And now that we have stir-fried our tofu, we're all set to stir-fry our vegetables.
You can do this with a professional style wok, obviously, just put the tofu off to the side.
Exactly.
And in this case, we're just heating up our oil and we're going to add our veggies.
Right, we've got here our onions, they're so pretty. I'm just going to wait a couple of minutes here.
Great.
We have our red peppers.
And you can use any peppers, any color, green, orange, red, yellow.
Exactly. We've got our carrots, so pretty.
And our beautiful green
and
beans.
And our green beans.
This is probably warm enough. Let's put the onions in. Doesn't have to go in any particular order. In some cases, if you don't use carrots, you might want to put the carrots in a little earlier because they might take a little longer to cook.
Right.
Cut them thinly.
Exactly. Here we go. Let's just put everything in.
Beautiful. Mm. That's delicious. And of course, lots of phytochemicals which protect against disease. We have all this color. This is what we want to look for. And you can put some garlic and ginger in here as well.
Mm-hmm. We're waiting for the onions to be translucent.
Exactly.
And the greens to turn a dark, bright green.
A dark, bright green.
Exactly.
Exactly. And keep in mind, if you do saute in water, which is fine, it will take a little longer because the water doesn't get as hot as the oil.
Right.
So here we go. Here is our beautiful...
It's gorgeous.
There it is. Our vegetables.
We'll be right back to prepare the tasty peanut sauce to drizzle over the tofu and veggies. Don't go too far.
And so let's do our sauce now as if we were doing this while these were cooking up.
And there it is. There's
our
little
pan. I'll put the burner on again for you. In this case, we really are making this sauce.
Great.
Okay, so we'll use some oil again as well.
Right.
And the first thing we'll saute is the ginger and the garlic. And that's basically a guideline for any saute, any stir fry, is you want to start with your onions and your garlic and your ginger and get those flavors going for about 5 minutes before you add your other vegetables.
Exactly.
There you go.
And this is such a lovely combination of flavors. Your basic ginger and garlic in here. We'll just use this.
It's so wonderful. Isn't it just amazing? I love ginger and I love garlic. Perhaps we can look at the finished quinoa. This is so
beautiful.
Now,
who couldn't have a love affair with a grain that looks like this?
It's so pretty. It's very tight when it's dry, mm-hmm. and when it's cooked, it's very translucent. And you can see the little tails, and it's just pretty. And it's so nutritious. It really is more nutritious than brown rice. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't know about quinoa. I think because of the way it's spelled. It's a word they're not very familiar with. So we're using quinoa. You can also use brown rice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's some brown rice. We can compare. You're so pretty, brown rice. I love you too, but I love quinoa more.
Okay.
Great. Look, I smell that already. So should we add our other ingredients?
Absolutely. So to make the peanut sauce, we started, of course, with the olive oil, the ginger, and the garlic. Now we're going to go ahead and add the peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Right. And you can add lots of peanut butter. I do add about half a jar. No, that's not true. You can add 2, 3, 4 tablespoons, whatever's comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Lots of peanuts. And you can add some peanuts, too.
You know, and speaking of versatility, I think the peanut sauce is such a versatile thing to be making because in addition to putting it over a vegetable stir-fry or tofu stir-fry, you can put peanut sauce over grains, for example.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
Steamed vegetables.
Or steamed veggies, mm-hmm. or pasta.
Pasta, yes, a great idea. Just put the peanut butter in, stir it. Yeah. Now we add all of the remaining ingredients. So we've got here our tamari.
Mm.
Now you prefer tamari to soy sauce, isn't that true?
I do. Tamari is very similar to soy sauce. It tends to be wheat-free. And it's, I think, more flavorful than soy sauce. I also think it has a lot less salt, so it's much more flavorful and not as strong tasting as soy sauce.
We also have our lemon juice.
Yum.
There it goes.
Great. And some soy milk as well. This
terrific.
Just adds a little bit of body to the sauce.
Great. And here we have some water.
And I would just add water to thicken it as we want to. I wouldn't add all of it at once. This
it's
is
beautiful.
Basically up. This is it.
Shall we go ahead and put it all together?
Let's
then?
Put it all together. So you would return your vegetables to the pan just to make it all hot and so all the heat goes through. In this case, we're just going to put it in our beautiful bowl.
So we have our vegetables, we put our tofu in, and now we drizzle the sauce on top.
Sauce. Isn't that beautiful? And like
so
I said,
flavorful.
I think ground peanuts would be really great in this as well, or whole peanuts. Really adds a nice texture to it as well, and more protein, which is great. Let's plate that up. So we have some quinoa on there already.
Here you go,
I'll
Tully.
Just mix this up a little. Thank
great.
You. And here we go. Colors are just beautiful.
They sure are.
Do you have some fancy schmancy?
We sure do. We have some gorgeous edible flowers here and some parsley and just some lovely leaves that we can use to make the plate look very festive, which is fun.
Beautiful. Great.
And there we are. Shall we put a little marigold there?
We shall. I mean, this is something you can do for company as well, but you can do it for yourself too. Treat yourself to a beautifully plated stir fry.
I want to put this in my hair.
Okay, you can put that in your hair. Thanks. I'm going to put this on the plate.
And there you have it. It's a beautiful stir fry.
Thank you, joyful viewers, for being with us, and a special thank you to Compassionate Cooks for sharing such lofty ideals and bringing out the vegan chefs in all of us. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May sunshine and smiles light up your every day.